Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, listen up. This is from the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Stephen Hawking and Monty Python, huh? That's what I said. Stephen Hawking and Monty Python collaborating on a new video featuring Hawking singing Monty Python's The Galaxy Song. Gotta see this, folks. This is really Stephen Hawking. Available on download.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour.
That's orbiting at 19 miles a second.
So it's reckoned the sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and we and all the stars all the that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arc at 400,000 miles an hour. In the galaxy we call the Milky Way.
Oh, we do energy. Itself contains 100 billion stars.
It's 100,000 light years side to side.
It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick.
By us, it's just 1,000 light years wide.
We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go around every 200 million years.
And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
The universe. This is the video of the day at DougStephan.com. If you can't understand Hawking, the lyrics, we printed or not. Did we print these so that everybody can see them? Kenny? Somewhere at DougStephan.com?
No, just so you could.
Oh, just so I could sing along? Oh, my God. Isn't this amazing? All right, Richie, I think we got the drift of it. Go watch the video of the day. Molly, did you watch it? Were you watching it while I was singing?
I have not seen it, so I'm just listening to you sing.
All right. And how's that do for
you? It's fantastic.
Is it, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding. But think about that. Never mind the song and all that stuff. But the concept. This is one of my favorite things to try to visualize or understand. This amazing thing that most of us are way too simple to come close to comprehending it. And I think I thought about it more, I have thought about it more this last week since the passing of Charlotte, because of the things that have happened to me that are normally unexplainable and not understandable by the average person. So if we don't really understand what happens to our loved ones, we think you may have some medium that connects you with the thoughts or the being as that being transfers from this existence to whatever the next existence is. And those of you who are uncomfortable with all this stuff think, man, this guy is crazy. He's off his rocker. That's fine. You can have that opinion of me. That's up to you. But I couple those experiences that I've had in communicating with Charlotte since she passed and others to the whole idea of not having a clue, really, as to how this existence really works. And when you listen to the lyrics or you watch this video, it more underscores it. Where the sun is, where our galaxy is, where this, we have a solar system inside of a galaxy that is, we have one of the smallest solar systems and one of the smallest galaxies of a number of galaxies that can't be counted because there are so many of them. And we have more stars in this galaxy than we can count. And it takes what would seem to be almost forever to get from one star to another. And yet we try to figure out what it is that motivates your husband or your wife to be happy with you today.
Or why Justin Bieber's leading the news.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm just trying to get my shoes on the right foot right now.
Okay, Richie, you keep working at that. 28 past the hour. Make sure you time, Richie.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympian's long jump of 29 feet, 2.5 inches won him a gold medal in 1968, shattering the previous mark by 2 feet. His feat remains an Olympic record to this day.
Here he goes for his opening leap.
Oh, it's an enormous one. My goodness me, it's an enormous one.
So where is Bob Beamon now? Bob's name became an adjective, Beamonesque, referring to spectacular feats of athleticism. Bob worked as an athletics administrator at both Chicago State and Florida Atlantic. Today, he's CEO of the Art of the Olympians Museum, which collects paintings and sculptures by Olympic athletes. And what does Bob think about athletes who want to break his Olympic record?
I've really enjoyed sitting back with my light beer from Miller and watching them try.
Bob, still beaming after a few beers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. When our fearless leader surmised the world was running out of oil, speed limits are shifting. Will this make our interstates any safer? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. For decades, since cages were locked bumper to bumper doing 55 miles an hour, cars have evolved to be way more efficient. Gas plunged. Interstate cagers nationwide are pushing 10 over, not 5, with Western states leading the way. Idaho and Wyoming popped 80. Montana considering 85. A 40-mile run of toll road Texas Highway 130 posts 85 straight through. Interstates are close to requiring the motorcyclist to purchase an overdriven 6-speed motorcycle transmission. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.